This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Muns Brandon Funston. And happy Football Thursday! The opener is here! Somebody pour me some tequila! Oh, let's do cocaine!
I don't think you need cocaine.
No, I don't. God, could you imagine? Could you imagine I was like Robert Downey Jr. in Less Than Zero?
Oh, geez.
Oh, man. Too soon? Too soon. Really?
4 days from now, you finally come down and crash.
It would be Tuesday morning, because I would somehow just, you know, keep the bender going all the way through Monday night, watching Lamar Jackson make me a whole pile of cash. But let's get to it. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, ER, going up against the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of pomp, circumstance, fireworks, celebration, because the party is on, because football is back. We're going to have butts in the stands, in the seats, and a lot of people will be maybe not even sitting down. They're going to be on their feet celebrating Tom Brady and cohorts, of course, from the Super Bowl victory of last season. Brandon, the line has moved big time in this game. Tampa is now favored by 8.5. It had topped out at one point at 10. Earlier this summer, it was as low as 7, but now has ballooned to the 8.5 line, minus 110 with a 52 total. So give me a pick against the spread, and give me a pick on the game total. Where are you siding?
I'm going to side with Tampa. I actually think they win by 10. There's a few things that are conspiring against me here. It's just, you know, it's a team that has complete, you know, everybody returning, and they're at home. And Dak Prescott's been out. So give me Tampa. I'm going to say 33-23.
Ooh. Okay. So 33-23. That is 56. So you're on the over if my math is correct. Again, I have a first grade education. I'm going to fade you, man. I think the 8.5 is a little too much. I'm going to take Dallas in the points, but I'm not going to take them to win straight up. No way in hell. So give me Tampa to win 30-23, barely on the over. It's going to be a squeaker, going to be sweating that out. So I'm over on the 52 at 53 with Tampa getting that touchdown and an extra point victory and Dallas scoring again, the cover there. So you and I will agree to disagree. So there you go, a little early game prediction. With that, let's get to it right now with the Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, Brandon, let's go ahead and kick it off with a name that nobody cares about, unless you're like me and you're playing a 20-team league. No, I'm not talking about Scotty Miller, but he might as well be the Scotty Miller running backs. Leonard Fournette. That might be too harsh. Yeah, that's a backhanded slap right there. Leonard Fournette, here is the total. Pull this one from DraftKings. 51.5 combined yards. Minus 115 in either direction. Would you remotely entertain him as a flex option on Thursday night?
Oh, 51.5. That's just, gosh, like 35 receiving, 20. I mean, 35 rushing, 20 receiving. Not inconceivable. You know what? I think because of that 10-point lead that I see happening, there's some run for both Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette in the fourth quarter. I will say Fournette just limps over this.
No, give me the under, firm under. Look, Gio Bernard's still there too. And I know Gio had that slight high ankle sprain a week ago, but he's been practicing in full this week. He's good to go. And he's going to be a thorn in the side of Fournette. You and I have already said this. It's Ronald Jones first on early downs. And you may get a little bit of Gio Bernard in those situations. Gio dominating the pass down work, and Fournette's a direct backup for both guys. So I understand where you're coming from. If it's a positive game script, yeah, maybe get enough run to push him over. But I don't think he's getting enough touches, man, to get to 52 combined yards unless he rips off a long one. And based on how Fournette ran last year, he had a piano strapped to his back. So I'm not convinced he's going to get there. So full fade for me. Let's do a head-to-head. You're debating a flex spot. Would you go Leonard Fournette or Nyheim Hines?
Nyheim Hines. I actually like him a lot this week.
Well, of course, because you are a reverse psychology guy going up against Seattle. Leonard Fournette or Tyson Williams?
I will go Tyson Williams.
By the way, I'm on Hines, 100% on Williams. Last one, Fournette or, I don't know, A.J. Dillon against the Saints?
God, I guess give me Fournette.
No. No, I don't want Fournette. I'd rather have herpes. Give me AJ Dillon.
Number four.
All right, moving on quickly before the word gets out, Brandon. Hopefully, you know, I'm going to use the old Men in Black trick and erase minds. You did not hear what you thought you just heard a second ago. Dak Prescott, here's the number, 288.5 pass yards. Grab this one from FanDuel, minus 114 either direction. Are you concerned that he is going to have any kind of throwing limitations with that latissimus? Is that correct?
Yep. Latissimus dorsi, yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes, I'm concerned. I think he has a hard time getting over 250 in this one. He hasn't taken a whole lot of reps. This is maybe the best all-around defense in the league. They get after the quarterback. Dallas is down a starting offensive lineman. Yeah, I think it's 250 to 260, and a lot of that's coming in the fourth quarter and what might be, you know, them down by 13 trying to scramble back in garbage time.
Garbage time all-star? Yeah, I think that could be the case for Dak Prescott. This number's too aggressive. I'm with it. I don't think he's going to be as limited as some people may be hinting at. You know, it is a more or less a baseball injury. You know, they consulted the Texas Rangers doctors. They said all he needs is a little R&R. They gave him that. He's been coming out. He's been throwing often. No limitations whatsoever. So I think it's more of a function of the outstanding defense you mentioned. Down Zach Martin on that offensive line. It's just too high of a number. I think he's, 265 to 275 feels right to me. So I'd be under on that. With that in mind, by the way, I love the over on Dak Prescott, 12.5 rush yards. Sign me up for that, please, and thank you. I think he's going to come out and say, hey, that gruesome leg injury I suffered from last year, long in the past.
Yeah.
Long in the past. And you got an aggressive pass rush, and you're down offensive lineman. He's going to get flushed out of the pocket at least a couple times. So you have your fantasy draft. You got your lineup. You're staring at it right now. What do you do with Dak in week one? Would you rather play Dak or Ryan Tannehill going up against a sketchy secondary of Arizona?
Yeah, I have a weird feeling that Tannehill is going to be very conservative. And like, I've got him downgraded outside my QB1. So I'm going to go Dak Prescott barely.
Are you saying he's like the Ted Cruz of quarterbacks? No. I'm going Ryan Tannehill, man. All day over Dak. What about Dak or Matt Ryan?
I have Matt Ryan one behind Dak.
I have Matt Ryan one behind Dak as well. Where do you have Dak? What number?
I have 11.
I got him at 10.
Okay.
All right. Well, what about
you? I have Tannehill at 13.
So you have Jalen Hurts way ahead of Dak, correct?
I have Jalen Hurts at 8.
I am at 5.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do.
That's my guy.
You're a Jalen Hurts stan, 100%.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about that. He's certainly – ain't lying. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about the venerable veteran, a guy that might make the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's ever going to get there, Brandon. And that's Tom Brady. Tequila Tom. Man after my own heart.
He has to retire first to get there.
Well, yeah. I mean, he may go George Blanda by the end of his career and just start kicking. I could just see that with Tom Brady.
I could see that.
We're like, was it Tom Tupa? Was it Tupa a quarterback and then he became a punter?
There's a blast from the past. Yeah, he was a punter.
But wasn't he a quarterback too?
He might have been. Was he Ohio State? I feel like he was an Ohio State guy.
He's a Big Ten guy. I don't know. I know Tony Eason. He was an Illinois guy way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Just in case anybody wondered.
Oh, yeah. Clearly, you know, name your Illinois quarterbacks. Hello, Jeff George. One of my all-time favorites. Kirk Kittner. Anyway, Tom Brady, 2.5 passing touchdowns is the line. Will it be Tom Tepid or Tom Terrific? Plus 160 on the over, mind you, at DraftKings. Are you willing to go that direction?
Yeah, I think he gets three. I think it's like Gronk one, Mike Evans one.
AB!
Well, AB, sure. Why not?
Which means it's got to be Scotty Miller.
It could be Gio.
I could see that happening. Well, Tom Brady, I think, is going to have a monster night. And I'm also on the over there, and I'm actually shocked that the juice is this high. So let's qualify it for fantasy purposes here. Tom Brady or Russell Wilson?
Give me Tom. Sorry,
yeah.
Seattle.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah, Seattle. Brandon. Yeah, Seattle. What, Brandon? What, you didn't go, Mr. Unlimited?
I did not.
Yes, you are.
I actually have Brady 3 this week.
Do you really? So you have Brady over Jalen Hurts.
Yes. I have him.
You're an absolute idiot.
I right now have him over Pat Mahomes. I might switch that. I don't think Brady's dropping any lower than four for me.
Okay, so Tom Brady or Kyler Murray against Tennessee?
I have Kyler Murray at 5.
Okay, I've got Murray at 6. I got Brady at 7.
Okay.
All right, let's just, for the sake of conversation here, because this is an aggressive rank by you, and I think you're on the crazy pills if you think that Tom Brady's going to outperform Jalen Hurts this week, because the X factor obviously hurts his legs.
Well, he's going to have to rush for the 60 value.
60 and a touch.
60 and a touch is not as good as like 320 and 3 to 4 touchdowns through the air.
But I think he could pile on with like 270 plus and two more TDs through the air, Mr. Hurts.
I don't know. 270 and a couple TDs through the air is pushing the bar very high for what Jalen Hurts is capable of with his arm. I know he had a couple 300-yard games last year. They were just kind of junker games, though. I don't know.
So look at the matchup. It's Atlanta. They may have the worst secondary in the NFL, although the Jets are in the running because they're going to be starting a 6-round rookie at DB in Brandon Echols. But good Lord, okay, you and I are going to have side
look
bets.
Look, there is a lot of pundits out there who have Atlanta as their sneaky playoff team. And what was their over-under, like 7.5?
7.5.
Where did that number come from? This team, I give you, seems terrible. But there's a lot of people say this roster is more talented than they're getting credit for.
Those individuals must live in the greater northern Georgia area and, spewing their propaganda on social media. I'm not buying any way, shape, or form. Let's just quickly go through our quarterback ranks 1 through 7, because I have Tom Brady at 7. I got Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Rodgers, Hurts, Kyler Murray, and then Brady at 7.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going back and forth on Mahomes and Brady. I'm actually going to put Mahomes 3. I think this game, as good as Cleveland's defense is going to end up being a shootout. So give me Lamar, Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts.
All right, you and I will agree to disagree.
Number 3.
Moving on, and here is our kumbaya moment. I already know where you're going to be at and where your head is at in regards to one C.D. Lamb. Bah, bah. 61.5 receiving yards is the line. It's a DraftKings at -115 either way, over or under.
He might go the next 3 seasons without going under this number. That's just kind of where I'm at on CD Lamb.
Well,
hey, look at if we think that Dak's going to get to 260 to 270 yards, at least 62 of them are going to be from CD Lamb, who he ran over like 90% of the time in the slot last year, right? And he gets Sean Murphy bunting. It's funny. I was looking at Mike Clay's breakdown of the wide receiver matchup chart, and he has Michael Gallup slotted in the slot. And I'm like, I don't know if that's
– no, because Lamb played there 84.7% of the time. I looked that up last year. I'm not buying that at all.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, they'll move the guys around. They'll make sure Lamb can get on Sean Murphy bunting, and you can explain why that would be a good thing.
Yeah, well, exactly. You look at the stats that Sean Murphy bunting gave up last season out of the slot in coverage, a 78.3% catch rate and a 128.3 passer rating. Oh, and we cannot forget, when Dak was on the field in 5 games last season, Lamb had 2 touchdowns, 2 of his 6 in those 5 games, and 9 red zone targets. I think it's going to be a huge game for him. I'm over on this. I took the over on 4.5 catches. That line has now moved to 5.5 catches. I'd probably be over on that. He may have 100 yards in this game and a touchdown and like 6-7 receptions. I mean, he was just dominant in training camp by all accounts, and I think that's going to transfer to the regular season. So CeeDee Lamb this week, Brandon, where do you have him ranked?
Oh, let me pull it up. Should have been on it. I have him ranked 13.
I am at wide receiver 10. So let me give you my top 10 wide out this week. Davante Adams, Calvin Ridley, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson, Terry McLaurin, Robbie Anderson, and CeeDee Lamb.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I have all those guys in there. Not Robbie Anderson. I have A.J. Brown going up against that Arizona.
I got him at 11. Yeah.
And so he's in my top 8 where you have Robbie Anderson. So DK Metcalf, right now I have Keenan Allen, Robert Woods, and Mike Evans ahead of CeeDee Lamb. You got to remember, this is a really good matchup for those Tampa receivers. So I think Mike Evans is going to splash six.
Yep.
And it's not going to be a one catch for one yard and a touchdown. It's going to be more like a 5 for 80 and a touchdown or something like that.
Well, I've got Mike Evans, my cousin, as wide receiver 12. So at the very end of the wide receiver one tier in 12-team leagues this week. So you and I, very much on the same page with C.D. Lamb.
Number two.
All will the same point of view continue for Brandon and I, or do we veer in different directions? Number one on the Fantasy Five here in our Thursday Night Football preview, Antonio Brown. And here is the total. It's 59.5 receiving yards, minus 105 on the over, minus 115 on the under at MGM.
59, yeah, I'll take the over on that. I think actually all three receivers could go over 59 yards for the Bucs in this game.
Yeah, I am firmly over on Antonio Brown. I have him aggressively ranked, and we're going to get to that here momentarily. I wrote about him in my season debut, 16th year I've been doing it, Brandon. God, I'm getting old, of the Fantasy Flames, available at ballysports.com. And you know, I said this before, it's going to be a Brown-on-Brown crime because he's going up likely against Anthony Brown in coverage more often than not. And Anthony Brown last season gave up a 76.2 catch percentage to his assignments along with a 131.5 passer rating. So, you know, knowing that Chris Godwin may not be at full strength dealing with that quadriceps tweak that we learned about yesterday and Brown getting all these rave reviews from the coaching staff, Bruce Arians thing, you know, came out and said, hey, looks like the Antonio Brown of 3 to 4 years ago. I think he's going to come out and prove it. I got him for 5 for 63 and a touchdown.
Okay. Yeah, I think I think the touchdown's where the rankings will probably differ between us. I have him more as like not getting a touchdown, but getting like 75 yards. I have him like right in the back end of my top 30 wide receivers this week. I have Chris Godwin at 22. So I don't have Brown and Godwin too far apart.
Well, I've got Godwin down as a result of the latest news. Well, let's do this. A little impromptu game of head-to-head. Fantasy league this week, you're decided between Antonio Brown and Devontae Smith going up against those Falcons.
Yeah, not even close. I'm going Antonio Brown.
It's actually close for me, but I got Antonio Brown at wide receiver 21 and Smith at wide receiver 22. What about Antonio Brown or Chase Claypool in Buffalo?
Yeah, probably Claypool seeing a bit of Tre'Davious White, but, you know, Claypool's a big guy. I actually have Brown ahead of Claypool, but only by a couple spots.
I got Brown firmly ahead of Chase Claypool. Last one, Antonio Brown or Ja'Marr Chase, who had a case of dropsies throughout the preseason. He draws Minnesota.
Yeah, I'll just say that the rookie wide receivers, I'm not as bullish on as I'm going to be in a few weeks. So I have Ja'Marr Chase down at 35.
I got him at 33. So I got him 12 spots below Antonio Brown.
Number one.
All right, Brandon, let's go rat-tat-tat-tat-tat, rapid-fire style here with some of the additional big players in this game on some of the player props that are available, and we will then try to do a little impromptu head-to-head. Zeke Elliott, 54.5 rush yards, over or under?
It might be under, but I think he's going to have some nice receiving yards. Remember, Tampa gave up 101 receptions to running backs, and that's where I think Ezekiel Elliott gets his value this week. That's why I still have him as RB12.
I have him right now at RB17, but I think it could be like 70 combined yards and a touchdown. So slightly suppressed production. I think the touchdown will get him in that RB2 range. Man, that's a good number. Ever so slightly over. I'd prefer, by the way, the over on rush attempts for Zeke, which is at 13.5. That seems like a gift from the gambling gods. Let's go back to my cousin, Mike Evans. Pull this one from PointsBet, 59.5 receiving yards, over under.
Yeah, I think he's over. I think this is a touchdown in like a 70-plus yard game.
Yeah, I'm also over, and we both have him as a back-end wide receiver one in 12-team leagues. What do you do with Chris Godwin? 60.5 receiving yards, this one at FanDuel.
I'm going to go over. I got him ranked at 22. I might have to move him down. I have to look at this injury and listen to it a little bit more. But like I said, I think all three Tampa receivers are good for 60-plus.
All right, well, let's do this. Who would you rather have, Chris Godwin or Debo?
I have Godwin right ahead of my back-to-backs of the 49ers, Ayuk and Debo. I think this could be they're just stepping on the throat of the Lions, and they just stop passing the ball.
Yeah, jet sweep, man. A jet sweep touchdown. I'm feeling it for Debo Samuel. I got Debo ahead of him. What about Adam Thielen or Chris Godwin?
I got a Thielen.
You're stuck on a Thielen?
Yeah. Stuck on the Thielen.
Yeah. Hooked on it. I'm going Adam Thielen there as well. Last one. What about Chris Godwin or OBJ against KC?
I'm going Chris Godwin, but I have OBJ not ranked too far behind him. I think he's going to have a solid day. Again, I think this KC game is probably going to be a shootout. Is that the highest number on the board this
yes.
week?
Yes, 53.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. So there you go.
It's Godwin for now. But again, if there are any kind of physical limitations that are reported before a kickoff, I would flip the script and go OBJ. Let's work in two more real quick. Amari Cooper, 66.5 receiving yards at FanDuel, over under.
Yeah, this is the one I think where I think he's going to come in slightly under. I have him ranked 26 right now. I'll give him a slight under on the total.
I am under on Amari Cooper. Head-to-head in fantasy, Amari Cooper or Juju?
Give me Amari Cooper.
Give me Juju. Amari Cooper or Tyler Boyd?
Ooh, that one's close, but I'm going to go Amari.
Tyler Boyd for me. Amari Cooper or Brandon Cooks?
I am out on Houston's game one. I have Cooks at 34.
That's exactly where I have Cooks. I'm with you. I've got Cooks at 34. I have Cooper at 31, so only slightly higher. I think Amari Cooper firm under for me on all of his player props in week number one. And last one, Michael Gallup, over under 3.5 catches.
I'll say he gets 3. I'll take the slide under.
I will also take the slide under. Where you got him? Is he a top 40 guy or outside your?
No, he is 45.
I got him at 43, so let's do head-to-head here. Sterling Shepard or Michael Gallup?
Oh, I got Shepard at 47, so give me Gallup.
It's Gallup for me. Michael Gallup or Devontae Parker against New England?
I have Devontae Parker at 49. He could do better, but I'm taking Gallup in this one.
I think Parker gets a TD. I'm going to take Parker there. Last one, Michael Gallup or Jarvis Landry against KC?
Give me Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, it's Jarvis for me as well. And with that, that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Enjoy the season opener. Bucks and Cowboys, meaningful football is back and it's wonderful. And until next time, adios, amigos.